Why did you decide to stand?
Because I think I've got a huge amount to contribute. I know the area better than any other candidate. I've got a 30-odd year record of working in the area, which few of the other candidates, I don't think any of the candidates can claim anything like that. And I feel passionately about the area. I would not want to be. I wouldn't go anywhere else to try and become an MP. It's the only place I want to be an MP. And I just think I've got a great contribution that I can still make to this community to make it better.
Do you consider yourself to be local?
Oh, gosh, how much more local can someone get? 37 or 38 years in the area, but also not just living there. You know, I've brought my family up there. My family still lives there. My two sons, my three granddaughters, all attended local schools. I've been a governor of local schools. I've been on youth centres, youth club management committee for, 20-odd years of one centre. I'm on another one at the moment. Every single letterbox in the constituency from Idle and Sackley down to Little Horton, including Canterbury State, I know every single street and every single letterbox. No one, I don't think, can claim to have that record.
What do you think is the most important issue facing the constituency?
There are two things that need to happen. We need to provide support to a struggling, and there's a lot of people struggling, whether it's to do with bad housing, and there's some appalling housing in the area, or because they're on benefits and without work. So there are two things. Help people who are really struggling, and then make sure there are fewer people struggling. And that's about creating jobs and opportunities, apprenticeships, to reduce the number of who are dependent upon benefits.
What do you consider to be the most important policy?
Yeah, I would always believe education is my background. It's the area that I've always specialised in. And giving the great thing about a good education, schooling and an education, is it opens up opportunities for people. They may not want to take them, but it offers them more opportunities. Liberalism is about people having the freedom to live the lives they want to pursue, but also it's about supporting them to reach the full potential that they as individuals are capable of reaching. And education must be one of the most vital ingredients in providing people with the skills, the knowledge and the qualifications that they need to do what they want to do with their lives.
Why do you think you'd be the best person to represent the constituency?
Well, I'm the best person by a country mile, I believe, simply because I know it better than anybody else. No one can compare to myself in terms of not just living there in the constituency, but actually of working from one end of the constituency to the other. When I was a Member of Parliament, I visited 33 schools in the constituency, some of them many times, but I visited the places of worship for all the different faiths. What Bradford needs, and this is nothing to do with national policies and how it may go, it looks to me as if Labour are going to lose very badly. The Tories are going to win. The question is, who is actually going to be the best person to be the Member of Parliament to represent the people in the area? And I don't think anybody can get anywhere near in terms of my record and commitment to the area.
As a member of the Liberal Democrat Party, how can you stand against your own party?
Well, the local party, to its great credit, when I had some issues were raised by Eric Pickles in the House of Commons, who is the chair of the Conservative Friends of Israel. His May is a friend of Israel, Conservative friend of Israel. So, in fact, is Tim Farron. This was a stitch-up. It was designed specifically to bring me down with one purpose only. Well, two purposes. One purpose was to stop me becoming a Member of Parliament, and the second is to send a warning to anybody else that they dare to raise any questions against Israel, they will be brought down. I think that's grossly unfair. The local party also felt it was very unfair and refused to put up a local candidate. The Yorkshire region also declined to put up a candidate, and that meant that the party nationally imposed on local people a candidate from Preston, I believe, who has no connections with the area, has no interest in representing the area. No circumstances. I have no qualms at all about putting myself forward against what would be Tim Farron's Lib Dem candidate.
Do you have any policies that are significantly different from the Liberal Democrat candidate?
No, I don't. I am a Liberal member of the Liberals and then Liberal Democrats for many, many years. I believe that our policies are the right policies. I thought as a contribution to the coalition, the things like the pupil premium, the funding in particular of education and early years education, the policies that we brought in terms of supporting people with mental health issues and indeed on social care were Lib Dem ministers. I thought that these were some of the best things that the coalition government did, and I support those and continue to support them. We have one fundamental difference, which it is very serious, and that's with my party leader on the international issues regarding the Palestinians and Israel, and that's proved to be my downfall in his eyes.
So surely by voting for you, the electorate is voting for a Liberal Democrat who is without a party to work with. So wouldn't they be better off voting for the Liberal Democrat candidate?
Well, not at all, because if this person who comes from Preston came to the constituency, the first thing you have to do is buy an A to Z to find out where some of the other candidates who are in it have no idea, no concern, no interest, no commitment to the area at all. So there is no doubt he's a bright young man, I don't know him, and hopefully we see eye to eye on many policies, but that person is not going to be a good representative, doesn't want to be a representative, it's been imposed from outside, not want to be the sort of MP that Bradford East needs, which is a dedicated, hard-working, local person who knows the issues and can work on them.
How can you implement your manifesto for Bradford East when you have no access to finance pledges such as the campaign to build more houses for rent?
Well, how does any opposition... I don't believe that I am going to form the government. I don't believe that the Labour... What can the Labour candidate do? He's going to be in a very minority, a very dysfunctional and split party. What on earth can that person offer? They may promise, and this is what Jeremy Corbyn is doing, promising the earth to people. I think there are 39 references to the word free. Now, they, in the Labour manifesto, free this, free that, they are not going to be able to implement any of those. Just as in the last government, in the last parliament, Labour introduced not one single policy because they were in opposition. But I, as a member of Liberty Caps, were able to introduce many things. And I've mentioned those things like the pupil premium and so on. So I believe that what I have to offer is 30-odd years of campaigning experience, and I've proven this on things like the saving the cheque, on things like the off-road bikes. I've proved that I can campaign on issues. These were not party policy at all at the time for the Lib Dems. There were things that a good, hard-working and an effective campaigner can do as a Member of Parliament.
Now, you've said that you want to support every school in the constituency so every child gets a place in a good school. But as an independent, surely you don't have any real political power to ensure the schools are good?
This is not about political power. This is about supporting schools, and no candidate... a record to compare with mine in terms of education. 30-odd years as a governor and a chair of governors of special schools, primary schools, secondary schools, member of the Education Select Committee, former portfolio holder for education. Nobody has my experience of education that is standing against me. But also my commitment to the schools. I mentioned that I visited 33 schools. That shows some level of my commitment. Many of them more than one occasion. So there are things that I can do from my vast experience that I have of education to support schools when they are in difficulties. And it's those skills and that experience that I can bring to bear.
So if you win the election and your case is heard by the Liberal Democrats and you're exonerated, do you intend to switch back to being a Liberal Democrat MP? I think the electorate needs to be clear about whether they are actually electing an independent or a Lib Dem.
Look, I think people know me. I've been around a long, long time. And, I first was elected in 1984. I was re-elected many times as Idun Thackeray and then as a Bolton, elected as Bolton and Undercliff councillor. I was elected as a member. People in the area know me. They know the sort of man I am. And they know that I would just get stuck into issues and campaign hard and very effectively to bring about the changes that are needed in the constituency. That's what people will judge me on. And the fact that I am an independent is a great strength, because all politicians have to compromise when they're members of political parties. They have to toe the line. They have to do what the Chief Whip tells them in terms of how they vote. I don't. I can look at every single issue that comes before the House of Commons and I can say, is this in the best interest of my constituents and Bradford, or is it not? And I can make my decision there and vote according to my conscience, but also according to what is best for the people that I represent. I am free, through my independent status, to do what is best for my constituents without bowing down to my party.
If you are elected as an MP, will you give up your councillor seat?
Yes. How on earth can you not give it up? You must be shortchanging somebody. You're either shortchanging your constituents as a local councillor, or you're shortchanging your wider constituency as a Member of Parliament. But how can you possibly do both of those jobs?